请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在来祷告，求主带领我们联恩会第二天的聚会。
Let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us in our second day of spiritual convocation.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
And staying in among the tents.
如果我们有生过几个孩子，你就会感觉到每一个孩子个性都不一样。
If you have more than one child, then you'll discover that each child has its individual nature.
那这个个性不一样啊，我们就发现要教小孩子方法也不太一样。
And because they have different characters, so you have to teach them, approach them differently.
那有时候小孩子的个性就比较好，我们觉得比较好教。
Some children have better character, so easier to teach.
那有的小孩子个性就好像比较不一样。
And there are others, child with more difficult characters.
那就比较难教。
And more difficult to approach.
那有时候我们也感觉到我们自己有个性。
And we also sense that we have our own characters.
我知道有一个信徒啊，他个性很强。
I know of a member who has a very strong temperament.
哦，他带领很多慕道者。
He's brought a lot of members.
到最后，很多来信的也因为他跑掉。
But many who came to believe later on also departed from church because of him.
因为他个性很强。
Because he has such a strong character.
他自己也知道自己个性很强。
He is also aware that he has a strong character.
他一直想要改，怎么改？
He wants to change, but how does he change?
所以有时候这个个性啊，就是你生下来就是这样。
Sometimes you're born with a certain set of characters.
那从这个个性里面，我们再来探讨灵性。
As we look at the characters, we could also explore the spiritual character.
那这两个到底有什么关系啊？
How are they interrelated?
那我们就从雅各这个人物来查考。
And we'll approach from this person, Jacob.
雅各这个个性就是抓住。
Jacob's character is characterized by grasping.
那有时候我们要了解一个人的个性啊，常常是跟我们住在一起的人最清楚。
Often the people who live together will know each other's character the best.
所以我们看这个以扫雅各长大以后，那个他的哥哥怎么对对雅各来做一个评论。
And let's look at how once they grew up.The brother Esau, how he characterized Jacob.
我们看二十七章。
Let's look at chapter 27,
三十六节。
Verse 36.
二十七章三十六节。
27 verse
36. 以扫说他的名字雅各，岂不是正对吗？这个以扫说呢，我的弟弟雅各就抓住，你看他的个性就跟他一样，是对的。
Esau said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? Because he grasped all the time."
那接下去他就说他欺骗我两次。
And he goes on to say he has deceived me these two times.
他从前夺了我长子的名分。
He took my birthright.
你现在看他又夺了我的福分。
And now he's taken my blessings.
我们要很公平的来看事情。
We need to look at things in a very fair manner.
如果我们从前面看到后面。
If we study the thing from beginning to the end.
这个以扫对雅各的讲的这一句话哈，是错一半对一半。
Esau's remark on Jacob is only half right, but also half wrong.
他说他欺骗我两次，那到底哪两次
？He said he deceived me twice. So which two times?
第一次是夺了我长子的名分。
First time he took his birthright.
这个不对。
This is not right.
但是第二次是对的。
But the second time is correct.
你看他夺了我的福分。
Jacob took Esau's blessings.
那为什么以扫讲雅各夺了他的长子名分不对呢？
Now, why is it wrong for Esau to claim that Jacob took his birthright?
因为这个故事很清楚写在二十五章。
The story is very well documented in chapter 25.
我们看创世纪的二十五章。
Genesis 25.
三十节。
Verse 30.
以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这个红豆汤给我喝。”因此以扫又叫做以东。三十一节。
31.
啊，雅各说：“你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。”这个以扫到外面去打猎。
Esau went out to hunt.
我们知道打猎走来走去，因为到处有猎物啊，你有时候要跑来跑去。
We know as hunters, they have to travel around quite a bit.
啊，有时候打不到，那你就要花更多时间。
And if you couldn't hunt any prey, then you had to spend more time.
那有时候你打到要把它抬回来也是很累。
And once you capture your prey, you have to bring it back, and it's also very tiring.
所以他说我累昏了。
So he says, I am so tired and famished.
啊，他当然肚子很饿啊。
And of course, he was very hungry.
那个时候，雅各正在煮红豆汤。
At that time, Jacob was cooking a pot of red bean soup.
那以扫就说，求你把这个红豆汤给我喝。
And Esau said, quick, let me have some of the red stew.
那雅各就说，你把长子的名分卖给我吧。
But Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright.
这是你可以决定的。
This is something for him to choose.
你卖给我，我就给你喝啊。
If you sell me your birthright, I'll let you drink the red stew.
这是一种交换啊。
This is a kind of exchange.
本来我主要自己吃的。
Originally, I was cooking for myself to eat.
那你既然要，那你长子名分给我吧。
But since you want it, then why don't you sell me your birthright?
所以这个是以扫自己做的决定。
And we see this is due to the decision Esau made.
那这个长子名分代表什么？
What does the birthright represent?
这个非常重要。
It's very important.
因为我们仔细看这个32节。
If we look at verse 32.
这个以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分对我有什么益处呢？
Look, I'm about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me?
这个以扫讲的是对一半错一半。
Esau's statement again is only half right and half wrong.
这里说我将要死，这是对的。
When he said I'm about to die, that is correct.
我每一个人都会死。
Everyone is going to die.
但是这个长子名分对我有什么益处呢？
But as for what good is the birthright to me?
所以对以扫来讲
，To Esau,
现在最重要。
He considers the present to be most important.
我看得见、摸得到、感觉得到，这个最重要。
What he can see, what he can touch, and what he can sense is most important.
所以以扫是追求现在。
Therefore, Esau pursued for the present.
那个长子的名分是未来遥远的，是看不见、摸不到的。
The birthright is sometime in the distant future, and he can't really see it or touch it.
那我死了，这个对我有什么益处？
So if he were to die, what good is the birthright?
就出于这个，所以他就同意。把这个长子名分卖给他。
So out of this logic, he willingly let go of his birthright.
所以33节，雅各说：“你今日对我起誓吧。”以扫就对他起誓，把长子名分卖给雅各。所以这是以扫自己做的决定。
Jacob said, "Swear to me first," and he swore an oath to me, selling his birthright to Jacob. And Esau made this decision himself.
那从这件事情，我们就知道雅各这个个性啊，凡是好的，他一定要抓住。
So from this incident, we know that Jacob, whenever he sees something good, he wants to seize it.
暂时肚子饿一下没有关系，这个长子名分最重要。
It's okay if he forego, let his stomach go hungry temporarily, but the birthright is most important.
这个就是在描写我们现在的基督徒的两种形态。
This is a reflection of a Christian's mentality nowadays. There are two types.
一种就是追求现在。
One is one who pursue for the present, here and now.
我信耶稣就是要现在的福分。
If I believe in Jesus, I want the blessings right now.
所以如果我现在没有
，Therefore, if I have no blessing right now,
我就觉得主耶稣不够意思，不够好。
I would feel that Jesus Christ is not treating me right.
所以虽然是信耶稣，他很注重现在。
So even though they're Christians, they emphasize on the present.
那因为很注重现在，所以有时候我们会迷失。
Because of their overemphasis on the present, sometimes we get lost.
因为那更好的有时候是看不见的。
Because what is even better sometimes is not visible.
那长子的名分是什么？
What exactly is birthright?
长子的名分就是神给亚伯兰的祝福。
Birthright consists of the blessings that God promised to Abraham.
神要给他牛奶与蜜的地。
God promised to Abraham the land of flowing with milk and honey.
这个是长子的名分。
This is the birthright.
神要叫他的后裔成为大国。
God promised to let his descendant offspring to become great nation.
那这是长子的名分。
This also comes with the birthright.
那这个长子的名分后来演变到后来就变成属灵的。
Later on, this birthright evolved into something that is spiritual.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地就是天国。
That piece of land which is flowing with milk and honey refers to heaven.
你的后裔要成为大国，那可是属灵的。
Your offspring will become a great nation that refers spiritually.
所以以色列百姓要出埃及的时候，
when the Israelites exited out of Egypt,
我们还记得所有的长子都被杀掉。
We remember all the firstborns were killed.
只有那个门楣门框上有血的，他长子没有被杀。
The only firstborn who were not killed are the ones with a doorpost smeared with the blood of the lamb.
那个长子是靠着羔羊的血得救的。
So those firstborns were saved because of the blood of the lamb.
那个长子今天就是我们。
And that firstborn refers to us today.
我们是靠着主耶稣的宝血得救的。
Today we are saved through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们借着主耶稣，
therefore through Jesus Christ,
我们就可以跟亚伯拉罕连上关系。
We are able to be connected to Abraham.
因为亚伯拉主耶稣的家谱一直推上去，有一个就是亚伯拉罕。
Because if you look at the genealogy and family tree of Jesus, going back, you will see that Abraham is the forefather.
那我们信耶稣都是主耶稣的儿女。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we become the children of Jesus.
所以神赐给亚伯拉那个福分，就借着主耶稣就临到我们。
Therefore, the blessings that God promised to Abraham will come to us through Jesus Christ.
所以我们是后来接上去的，是借着主耶稣接上去的。
And so we are like branches that are grafted onto Jesus Christ.
但是将来世界要末日之前，以色列百姓啊，这个真正属肉体的以色列百姓啊，全部悔改。
But at the end time, the fleshly Israelites will all come to repentance.
然后他们也要一起来承受那个亚伯兰的福分，就是天国。
And then they will also come to receive the inheritance of Abraham's blessings, which is heaven.
所以雅各在很年轻的时候，他已经知道这个长子名分很重要。
When Jacob was still very young, he already knew the importance of birthright.
所以他有机会，他就要抓住，暂时牺牲一点没有关系。
And when the opportunities presented themselves, he immediately grabbed it, even if he had to endure suffering for it temporarily.
所以他的个性如果用得对，对他来讲是对他的人生很有帮助。
So his characters, if it is used, apply correctly, then it's very useful to his life.
那是现在问题就是说，他这个个性啊，虽然好，但是有时候用错了。
Now the problem is, even though he has a good character, but it sometimes is misapplied.
就是到了二十七章。
We look at chapter 27.
这个二十七章，我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
以扫年纪昏花，看不见，就到他的儿子。大儿子以扫来。
When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could not longer see, he called Esau his older son.
然后跟人家讲，我现在年老，不知道哪一天要死。
I'm an old man now. I don't know when I'm going to die.
那第四节最后一句话，在我未死之前要给你祝福。
And verse 4, before I die, I'm going to give you my blessing.
但是你要先做美味给我吃。
But you must first prepare a tasty food for me.
结果他这样讲的时候，被利百加听见了。
And Rebecca overheard what he was saying.
那这个利百加就是比较喜欢雅各。
Rebecca favored Jacob.
那他的爸爸就比较喜欢以扫。
While the father was partial to Esau.
那这个也可以看出来这个父母的偏爱产生家庭的悲剧。
And from here, we also see the parents' favoritism also created tragedy.
所以有时候我们到人的家去我们就没有用头脑，常常问小孩子：“你爸爸比较喜欢你，还是你妈妈比较喜欢你？”这个问题不是很好的问题。
Sometimes we don't really think about it. When we go visit other families, we ask the children, who loves you more, your father or your mom? And this is not a good question.
因为这个问题要让小孩子心里面要有一个分别，是我妈妈比较喜欢我，我爸爸比较喜欢我。
Because if you ask them that, then they have to make a distinction whether the father or the mother loves them more.
因为爸爸跟妈妈有时候是扮演不同的角色，他的爱的表现不太一样。
Because the father and mother play different roles, so their way of presentation, their love is different.
有一个是比较严厉的，这个也属于爱另外一个就比较慈爱的安慰，那这样配起来才能够教小孩子。
A person, one is more stern, while the other one is more compassionate, more motherly, and this is how you combine together to teach kids.
所以我们不要让小孩子 有一个感觉，是爸爸比较喜欢你，妈妈比较喜欢你，因为这个会造成家庭悲剧，像雅各的家庭一样。
So we should not give the children an impression that either the father or the mother favors that child, because that will create family tragedy, just like Jacob and Esau.
那这个利百加听到，他就跟雅各讲。
When Rebecca heard this, he told Isaac,
机会来到了。
Here's your opportunity.
啊，因为你爸爸要祝福啊。
Because your father is going to give you blessing.
那你现在怎么祝福呢？
So how are you going to receive your share?
我的哥哥全身都毛，我没有毛啊。
My older brother is filled with hairy body. I have no hair.
哇，那妈妈跟他讲，你就去这个后院去宰一头牛啊，宰一个动物，让他煮给你爸爸吃。
And the mother told him that, why don't you go slaughter an animal and prepare the food?
哦，然后拿羊毛给他摸一摸就可以。
And then just give the animal skin for him to touch.
那这个小孩子其实也很单纯的小孩子，我不敢，如果咒诅怎么办？
And this child is very innocent, and he said, oh, I dare not, what if I am cursed?
你看这个妈妈爱孩子爱得这么深，咒诅归我，福气归你，这不得了。
But the mother is so loving, and she said, let the curses fall on me, but the blessings go to you.
那这个爱既然有一点点不对啊，这个爱就产生后来的后果。
And because this love is misdirected, and it turned out to be a tragic turn of events.
哦，所以利百加的错，再加上以扫的，再加上雅各的个性，就变成雅各后来漂离几十年。
Rebecca's fault, and plus Jacob's character, resulted in many years of wandering for Jacob.
既然他很想得到福气，
and since he is so desirous of the blessings,
他的妈妈又跟他鼓励，
and his mother also egged him on.
然后咒诅又不会临到他，
and since the curses won't come to him,
啊，往前走吧。
So he just moved forward.
爸爸摸一摸，哎，听的声音又像是雅各，怎么你？啊，摸起来又像以扫，怎么一回事？
And the father was wondering, your voice sounds like Jacob, but you're hairy just like Esau.
然后就给他祝福。
And then he blessed him.
那祝福完以后，以扫再回来。
After the blessing, Esau returned.
圣经说他痛苦了。
And the Bible described that he wept bitterly.
那个时候他才了解福气很重要。
It was only then that he realized the importance of blessing.
从神来的福气。
The blessing from God.
借着他父亲给他的祝福。
It is comes through his father's blessing.
以前他只是讲那个红豆汤最重要。
In the past, he considered the red bean stew to be most important.
所以人常常是从经验里面去学习。
So oftentimes, as human, we learn from our experiences.
但是经验有时候代价太高了。
But oftentimes, we pay a high price.
如果我们能够从别人的智慧话语就赶快就走一条捷径，不需要经历这个苦难，那是最好的。
If we are able to learn a shortcut through other people's wisdom or advice, then that would be the best way.
所以有时候我们看孩子的个性不一样。
And we look at the children, they have different characters.
好像有的讲他也不听。
Sometimes you tell them something, they won't listen.
我们从圣经的了解跟我们自己的经验，我们就一知道说他将来会受到很多的苦头。
And according to the biblical recordings and also our own experience, we know that if they don't listen, they will suffer the consequence.
但是这个后来这个雅各就要离开家里面了。
Later, Jacob was driven out of the home.
为什么
？Why？
我们看这个27章
，Chapter 27:43 Verse 43。
现在我儿啊，你要听我的话，起来逃往哈兰我哥哥拿班那里去。利百加对他说：“你要逃。”
Rebecca told Jacob that you had to flee to my brother Laban.
哥哥要杀你。
Because your older brother is going to kill you.
所以他的母亲给他一个错误的建议啊。虽然他母亲很爱他，以后啊一离开到他母亲死都没有见到他的面。
And even though the mother loved him so much, but because she gave the wrong advice, once he departed, he never saw her, and she passed away without seeing him ever again.
那二十八章啊，我们看雅各年老的时候，他也叫以撒年老的时候，他也叫雅各要到拉班家去。
And in chapter 28, Isaac also told Jacob to go to Laban's house.
再从第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
所以雅各就出了哈兰第四节。
As a result, Jacob,
出了别示巴。
Jacob went out of Beersheba.
这个别示巴是他爸爸搬到那里蒙神祝福的地方。
Beersheba is a place where God blessed his father.
他已经在那里住了很久了。
He's been living there for a long time.
这一次为什么要往外飘呢？
So why is he wandering outside this time?
因为他爸爸妈妈叫他走。
Because his parents told him to go.
为什么要走呢？
Why should he go?
因为他做了一件事情不对。
For he had done something very wrong.
骗了 他父亲的祝福。
He had deceived and obtained his father's blessing.
为什么要骗这个祝福呢
？Why did he resort to trickery?
因为他很想得到祝福。
Because he really wanted the blessings.
他很想要抓住这个福分。
He really wanted to grasp these blessings.
动机好，但是用的方法不对。
He has the right motive, but the wrong method.
这是他的个性。
This is a result of his character.
所以他要往外漂流。
As a result, he needed to wander outside.
那这个漂流就是对他的一种磨练。
This kind of wandering is a training for him.
所以我们看创世纪的三十章。
Genesis chapter 30.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
二十章三十一章四十。四十几，四十一节。
Chapter 31, verse 41.
我这二十年在你家里为你的两个女儿服侍十四年，为你的羊群服侍六年，你有十次改了我的工价。我们看这一节就是道出雅各在拉班的家做什么。
Oh, while Jacob was in Laban's house, what was he doing?
拉班比雅各更聪明。
Laban was even more cunning than Jacob.
所以神就送雅各到拉班的家去受磨练。
So God sent Jacob to Laban's house to undergo training.
那拉班雅各到拉班家看到拉结两个眼睛很有神他就抓住做苦工七年没有关系。
And when Jacob saw Rachel, who had very pretty eyes, He seized her, and even if he had to work for seven hard years,
圣经说七年好像几天呢。
For him, the Bible says those seven hard years it was just like a few days.
但是结婚的那天晚上，想不到不是他。
But on the night of the marriage, it turned out not to be Rachel.
结果他爸爸说，好，你如果要拉结，再做七年。
So the father said, fine, if you want to have Rachel, you need to work another 7 years.
这个就是磨练啊。
This is a type of training.
让你感受到这个滋味是什么。
To let him taste what it feels like.
然后十次改了工价。
And here it says that Laban changed his wage 10 times.
这个是很难接受的。
This is something that is hard to swallow.
但是他必须要面对。
But he had to face it.
那在这个很困难的生活磨练当中
And while he was going through this very difficult period of trial,
有一件事情是不改变的。
There is one thing that never changed.
在变化的环境有一件是不改变的。
In this constantly changing environment, there was one unchangeable thing.
就是神对他的应许没有改变。
Which is God's promise to him never changed.
我们看创世纪二十八章。
Turn to Genesis 28.
十一节
Verse 11.
到了一个地方因为太阳落下就在那里住宿便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下在那里躺卧十二节
12.
梦见一个梯子在地上梯子上顶着天有神的使者在梯上上上下来说神站在梯子以上说我是你主亚伯兰神也是以撒的神我要将你现在所躺卧的地赐给你跟你的后裔，你的后裔也像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北展开。地上万族兵为你的后裔，我要赐福，我要与你同在。你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回到这个地，总不离弃你，直到我成全向你所赐的应许。十六节，雅各睡醒说：“神真的在这里，我竟然不知道。”就惧怕说这是何等可畏的地方这不是神的名乃是天的殿所以雅各非常的失望
Jacob was very disappointed
也很灰心
and he was frustrated
现在要离开家庭
for he had to depart from his home
所以他就拿一块石头就在那里睡觉
and he slept using a stone as a pillow
结果就做了一个梦
he had a dream
一个梯子通到天上
so a stairway reaching to heaven
神应许他
and God promised to him
我要跟你同在
I will be with you
然后我要带你回来
And then I will bring you back.
我要赐福祭给你
I will bless you.
虽然雅各的个性是这样
Even though Jacob has such kind of character.
虽然他做错了事情
Even though he had done something wrong.
但是神对他的应许跟他的爱没有改变
But God's promise and his love to Jacob never changed.
因为当神接纳我们
Because when God accepted us.
那个时候我们是罪人
At that time we are sinners.
我们是罪人包括我们有一个罪的个性
We are not just sinners, but we also have a sinful inclination.
所以神接纳我们的个性，当我们神拣选我们的时候。
So when God chose us, He already accepted our sinful characters.
因此，这个神也接纳雅各的个性。
And God also accepted Jacob's character.
啊，当然现在要去接受磨练。
And of course, now he had to undergo training.
啊，但是我不会离开你。
But God promised never to leave him.
我会要带你回来。
God will bring him back.
这个是不变的应许。
This is a never-changing promise.
结果到了创世纪的后面呢，就记载。35章
And in later on, Genesis 35, it recorded.
啊，我们看创世纪三十五章。
Genesis 35.
啊，12节。
Verse 12.
我所赐给亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的地，我要赐给你跟你的后裔。神就从那里与雅各说话，升上去了。14节。
14.
雅各便在那里立了一座石头，在柱上浇奠。啊，15节，雅各就给那个地方起名叫做伯特利，啊，所以最后雅各回来。
So finally Jacob returned.
啊，在这个地方就敬拜神。
And at this place he worshipped God.
那个地方就起名叫做伯特利。
And he named that place Bethel.
啊，所以他前面看到神起名叫做伯特利，跟后面看到神起名叫做伯特利，相差最少20年。
In the first time when he saw God, he named that place Bethel, and when finally he also saw God.And name the place Bethel. There were 20 years of separation.
这个二十年的漂泊就是一种磨练。
This 20 years of wandering is a training.
啊，所以有时候我们在生活当中啊，遇到一些事情，面对一些环境，这不是你想要的，但是又是发生，你没有办法避免的。
At times when we encounter certain troubles or trials, not something that we want, but it's unavoidable.
但是我们在常常想，如果神很爱我，怎么会让我遇到这样呢？
And then we wonder to ourselves, if God loves me, why does He allow such kind of terrible things to happen to us?
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Turn to Psalm 90.
啊，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
九十篇十五节。
Psalm 90, verse 15. 啊，
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。这里是摩西本身的祷告。
This is Moses' prayer.
他说：“神啊，照着你是我们受苦的日子跟遭难的年岁，这个日子就是一天两天可以算的。”
He said, "Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. Days are periods in which we can number."
那遭难的年岁，这是用年来算的。
But as for the years that we have trouble,
我们在想，如果神很爱我们，为什么他会让我们受苦，即用年来算的呢？
So we wonder, if God loves us so much, why does He allow trouble to fall upon us for many years?
啊，如果我们看摩西的一生，
if we look at the whole life of Moses,
最享福是前面四十年在王宫。
The most luxurious period of his life is the first 40 years when he lived in the palace.
后面八十年都很辛苦。
But his later 80 years were a miserable life.
四十岁到八十岁在旷野，很辛苦。
40 to 80 years old, he spentWhile traveling in the wilderness.
这是神把他送到那里去。
This is when God sent him there.
那这个苦就是要磨练他。
This kind of suffering is a form of training.
把他的血气磨掉。
To wear out his hard character.
其实他也有很强的个性。
Because he also has strong temperament.
把他磨掉。
God wanted to get rid of that.
那磨掉以后才能够接受下面的四十年。
After that was removed, then he can accept the following training in the 40 years.
服侍神，带领以色列百姓。
To serve God and guide the Israelites.
所以我们今天常常在生活中会接受磨练。
Today in our lives, we often accept training from God.
有时候我们需要有一种自我反省的能力。
We need to have this sense of self-examination.
那我们人才能够在受苦当中不断的突变突破，不断的成长。
Only then can we break through as we undergo these sufferings and troubles and to grow.
等到我们的个性能够有一个成长，有时候我们的苦难就过去了。
Until when we reach a breakthrough and a growth in our character, then that trouble will be over.
我在听一个同工在讲。
I was listening to a coworker.
他以前曾经在曼哈顿去这个打工。
He said that he used to work in Manhattan.
那在这个餐馆里面要送那个饭菜。
And he was working as a busboy in a restaurant.
那有时候骑脚踏车，为了要赶时间，就是逆道而骑。
Sometimes he had to make delivery of the food, and he had to go against the traffic.
有人就拿鸡蛋丢他。
And some people would throw eggs at him.
有人骂他。
And some cursed at him.
那所以人经过很多这种苦难之后。
So after a person undergo through such many type of painful experience,
你发现我们就能够忍受各种不同的环境。
And you discover that you are able to adapt to various kind of environments.
那这个是我们服侍神所必须要的一个预备。
This is a preparation that we must have if we wish to serve God.
所以圣经里面说，人在少年、幼年负的轭，这原来是好的。
So the Bible tells us that it is good for young people to endure yoke in his youth.
你那个小小就一直干，让他生活很舒服，到底你是爱他还是害他？这个很难讲。
If you allow a child to live a very comfortable life since childhood, it's hard to say whether that's a blessing or a curse.
幼年负轭。
But if you allow a child to have some burden,
他容易成长。
It actually helps him grow.
哦，而且会变成成熟。
And he will become mature.
那以后他再来享受这个福气，他就比较稳定。
And later on, when he is able to enjoy those blessings, he will be more stable.
所以人生这个受苦啊，在环境当中在苦练哦，有一件事不变，就是神对我们的爱不会变。
So amidst all the trials and tribulations that we encounter in life, there is one thing that is unchangeable, which is God's love toward us.
为着让我们个性改变。
In order to transform our character.
那这个创世纪里面记载，后来雅各就改名。
In Genesis, it records that later on, Jacob's name was changed.
改名叫做以色列。
It was changed to Israel.
32章。
In chapter 32, Genesis.
26节
Verse 26
那人说天黎明容我去吧雅各说你不给我祝福我就不容你去27节那个人说你名叫什么他说我名叫雅各28节那人说你名不要再叫雅各你要叫以色列因为你与神与人交力都得胜了那这一次雅各的个性就用得非常对
This time his character is very correctly applied
一个人来跟他摔跤
There was a person who came to wrestle with him.
其实雅各知道那个是天使。
And Jacob knew that that was an angel.
其实天使的能力也比雅各还大。
We know angels are far more powerful than Jacob.
但是雅各这个人这次很有个性，我一定要得福气，所以我就抓住你不放。
But because Jacob has such a strong character, he just grabbed onto the angel without letting go.
啊，你不给我祝福，我就不给你去。
And he insisted, if you don't bless me, I'm not going to let you go.
所以后来这个天使神就跟他讲说，你改名叫做以色列。
So the angel told him that your name will be changed to Israel.
你跟神跟人较力都得胜。
Because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome.
这个是他整个人生的一个大转变。
This is a great turning point of his life.
所以现在我们叫做属灵的以色列人。
So now we are called the spiritual Israelites.
这个就从这里来的。
It comes from here.
雅各抓住这个不太好，你就改做以色列，你跟神交力也得胜。
Jacob, which means grasping, is not a good name, but here he overcame with a struggle with God and man, so he's changed to Israel.
所以有时候我们看到个性的，有时候个性的一面是看起来不好，另外一面又是好的。
So sometimes when you look at a bad character, if you look at it from another perspective, it can be served in a good way.
所以我们就要好好利用我们的个性。
So we need to fully utilize our character.
我们在教会里面很多的圣工啊。
In the church, there are many sacred work.
其实要有很坚强的意志才能够完成。
And we need to have very strong determination to accomplish them.
那有时候我们的个性很柔和，这是很好。
Sometimes it's good to have very gentle temperament.
但是有时候我们做圣工遇到困难，我们就停在那里。
But if you have a soft temperament and you encounter troubles while working for God, you become halted.
但是有的人个性是比较强。
Others who have very strong character.
但是他一旦知道这对教会有益处，他坚持到底。
But once they know that it's for their benefit, if they continue on, they will persist.
什么困难都要克服。
And they will take care of all the troubles.
到最后证明这是对教会是有帮助的。
And finally, it will be proved that it's helpful to the church.
所以从雅各的例子让我们学习。
From Jacob's example, we learn this.
个性是需要改变的。
That character needs to be transformed.
那如果我们能够改变
，If we are able to be transformed,
我们前面的路是蒙福的。
Then the road ahead is full of blessing.
虽然我们的个性有缺点。
Even though there are blemishes in our character,
但是神对我们的爱并没有改变。
But God's love toward us never changes.
在磨难受苦当中，神还是与我们同在。
Amidst trials and tribulations, God continues to abide with us.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
谢谢。